Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss those characters, discuss our feelings about those characters, and then make them fight for our, and hopefully your, amusement. I am your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Mr. Ken Knapsack and a little bit of whiskey.
Hey! I'm the Fonz today. That's good. Good to be here, as always, man. Databank Brawl is where our imagination and the Star Wars universe can collide.
Yeah, absolutely. We can get right into having a lot of fun making characters fight. We learn about these characters. We get information right from the StarWars.com databank. And then the fighting begins. This is a good episode of Databank Brawl, I'm going to say right away.
Okay.
I have pre-decided
before
we even do it that it's good.
I love it.
Because it's us listening to the fans. These are two characters that fans have requested a lot over the time that we've been doing Databank Brawl, and it just felt the time is right. It is a clash of titans, And we often here on Data Bank Brawl do the sad sacks, the weirdos, the forgotten characters. Right. These characters are not huge main characters, but I think they're both kind of cool in their own way.
Okay.
So we'll have to work harder to make this shameful. Normally, it's hard to make it glorious. This podcast is all about glory and shame, and the shame usually comes easier. But the shame might be hard this time. Are you ready for our first combatant?
Yes, sir.
Our first combatant is Evan Peel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's what StarWars.com databank has to say about good old Evan Peel, a gruff and battle-hardened Jedi, as well as a senior member of the Jedi Council. Evan Peel was bigger than life, though he was small in stature. Highly skilled with a lightsaber and a great warrior, Peel was always willing to charge into battle. During the Clone Wars, he was tasked with some of the most crucial missions, protecting vital Republic territory and information. So you knew who Evan Peel was right off the bat.
Absolutely. He is not Yoda.
Yes, he is the guy who looks like Yoda, but not really.
Not really. He looks much... He looks like a Harry Potter character.
Mm-hmm.
Short, got the Jedi dark brown robe with a almost like a black shirt underneath. He's got a weird, like, ponytail at the top of his head.
He's got a top knot, right?
Top knot, and he's got one eye. He's got, like, a scarred eye, some battle damage. And he's got the big, floppy, Dobby ears.
Yeah, he's got Dobby Yoda ears.
Yes.
If Dobby and Yoda had a baby, it would be Evan Peel.
Very true.
And I'm sure that's what they'd name it.
Right.
Yeah, so what does the Wilds of Wikipedia have to say about Evan Peel?
Yeah, Lannik. Lannik is a world we don't hear a lot about.
No.
Lannik male. 1.22 meters, so he's a short one for sure. Hair color is black, though. I mean, looks more gray to me. Eye color is one blue eye, and skin color kind of a pinkish hue. That's it. The quote, because he was in that Clone Wars episode with the Citadel.
Yes, it's in fact where he meets his end.
Yes, yes. So there's the quotes are from that, where Kenobi's talking to him. Master Peel, you're all right. Obi-Wan, what took you guys so long? At least your sense of humor is still intact, says Anakin Skywalker. And Peel says, it takes more than they got to break me, young Skywalker. So he's got some sass to him.
All right, he's got some sass, yeah. And he is he's battle-hardened. He is ready to fight. He struck me in Phantom Menace as, oh, well, I guess the Jedi aren't totally in peace because something happened to that guy's eye.
Right.
Something nasty.
Right.
That's a big old vicious scar.
Yeah. Or was a kitchen accident.
So maybe we'll find out. Maybe,
we don't know.
Maybe he's strong in the clumsy force and just throws things at his face accidentally.
Does say, though, he wore his scar as a badge of honor.
Yeah. So, I guess that's what they mean by gruff and battle-hardened. So he's got a sense of humor. So, so he's ready to throw down if it's a fight or a witty conversation.
Great with a lightsaber. Adopts many styles of lightsaber fighting.
Oh, okay. So he switches it up and confuses people.
Yes, yes.
Nice, nice, nice. So what has been your journey, your emotional journey with Evan Peel? did you like him right away, or was he just like, he's weird Yoda?
No, I liked him, much like we talk about Yaddle, where it's just like, oh, this one makes sense.
Yeah.
That this is I knew he wasn't a Yoda species, but it was it's similar to him, maybe related in some weird way. I don't know. I liked it. I liked the general character design. You don't see him much on the big screen. It's not until the Clone Wars that you really get to know him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's probably a different version than what Lucas might have intended. I don't know. Maybe Lucas was right there in the Citadel episodes. So it's interesting. He's good flavor in a Star Wars Jedi soup.
Okay, you like, he's stock in your Star Wars soup, yeah. That's nice. Yeah, I always liked him because I think mostly the scar. I mean, your eye is drawn to him, that no insult intended there at
right,
Evan Peel.
Right, right,
because he looks like Yoda, but he's not a Yoda. But that scar did fascinate me because it spoke to everything isn't easy for Jedi.
Yeah.
There's still conflict. There's still a lot of story. That's what it was. His eye told me. There are still stories to be told, even before the prequels, about adventures that Jedi have where they could still lose an eye.
It's gruesome. I'm looking closely at it here.
Yeah, it's garish.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. So we know that
he is a
good fighter. He is going to fight. And I think, Ken, you are going to like this.
Love it.
Our next combatant is Cad Bane.
Oh my, yeah. Man, how do you even come close?
Oh no, gosh. Here's what Star Wars is putting me
in a tough spot here.
It is. It's awful. Here's what StarWars.com databank has to say about Cad Bane, a ruthless bounty hunter from the planet Duro. Cad Bane was the preeminent blaster for hire in the galaxy at the time of the Clone Wars. No quarry was too dangerous for Bane, if the price was right. Using an impressive arsenal of weapons and allies, the cold, cruel, and calculating Bane would literally track his prey to the ends of the galaxy if required. Bane carried custom twin blaster pistols, gauntlets studded with control devices, a concealed bola, explosives, integrated breathing apparatus, and rocket boots, ensuring that he was always well-prepared for
rocket
any
boots.
Situation that may arise. Rocket boots, blasting off into Coruscant sky. That great song,
yes.
Rocket Boots.
Rocket Boots. Duros, is as we've talked about. And now we, in a couple of days, got a special Star Wars rant coming out about bounty hunters, Joseph.
Yeah,
so,
it's kind of our bounty hunter week here.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Cad Bane will appear there. We don't know, but he's a favorite of mine for sure. Height 1.85 meters, so he's tall, but not super imposing tall. They have his mass, 75 kilograms.
Ooh.
Cannon. I don't know.
His
eye color red, skin color blue. He's got the cybernetics, those breathing tubes. He's been around the galaxy, man. He knows himself, knows his way around the galaxy. Count Dooku says, Cad Bane, who needs no introduction. Cad Bane to Anakin Skywalker, and I think this is key. Welcome, Jedi. We've been expecting you. He's not necessarily afraid of Jedi.
No, he is not afraid of Jedi. And that's really what this came down to, because we want to have more Jedi here on Data Bank Brawl.
Right.
But you face some realities. Jedi are, you know, they're good at the fighting stuff. So you need someone who can go up against a Jedi. And Cad Bane definitely can. Now, was there time to have a bunch of crazy legend stuff come up about Cad Bane? Or is he pretty
there
much...
There is.
There's a bunch of crazy legend stuff.
And there is.
Okay. That's good to know. We'll tap back to canon. And know that there are stories to be had.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about his youth and
Boy,
we're going to get lost in that. I'm still going.
Okay.
Still scrolling.
It's still scrolling.
Man, Legends is impressive.
I mean, they left no stone unturned. I'm sure we have exactly when and how he got his rocket boots, right?
Wow.
What kind of fuel his rocket boots use?
I almost have to pull out of the Legends tab there because it's just overwhelming.
All right. Understand. You got a little burnt, but you're okay.
Yeah.
You got a little cooked.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. So, Ken, obviously we know you love Cad Bane. He's got his whole great Western aesthetic, which could have been too much, but ended up being very cool.
Right.
Anything else that you want to share about your feelings about Cad Bane?
I just love this character. I love the way he kind of grew fast in the Star Wars world from just what could have been kind of a stereotypical designed, you know, kind of silly cowboy bounty hunter to someone of power and merit, and he has a great place in the Star Wars galaxy.
Yeah, me too. I really like just his vibe, that he is very, like they say in his description, cold, cruel, and calculating. And it's kind of a stereotype that that's what a bounty hunter should be.
Right,
but he carries it off so well, and he has so many great stories. Now, I did want to ask if you were finding anything about his breathing apparatus. Now, because Duros don't need that, because we see him on Tatooine and they don't have a breathing apparatus.
Right.
So, do you know what his breathing apparatus is about?
I don't know here. Oh boy, I clicked on breathing apparatus. I clicked on the hyperlink and now I'm in Saw Gerrera's world. it doesn't go in offhand.
All right, fair enough. My favorite pop song is In Saw Gerrera's World.
In Saw Gerrera's World. Aye. I'm trying to look and nothing's jumping
off. Okay, well, we can make up any canon we want here on Data Bank Brawl. So any other thoughts or feelings to share about Cad Bane and his cool hat before we begin?
No, sir.
Then let us fight.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget? Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, as always, we want to start with where and when is this fight taking place? I think it should probably take place before even Beal dies.
Yes.
Because otherwise,
yes.
Very unfair fight. So, this is painful almost because the entire galaxy is open to us. These are both travelers. They are locked into a place.
Yeah, and that's why I think, number one, time period, I really want to put this before even Phantom Menace.
Oh, before even Phantom Menace.
Before even Phantom Menace.
So even Peele's eye is up for grabs.
It's potentially up for grabs, yeah. I think you could say they run into each other on Bespin or Polis Massa. We've been to Tolkadana a lot. Ring of Khafrain is in play as well. There's a lot of things like that I wouldn't mind putting them on there, but I don't know. What are you feeling?
We have been to Ring of Khafrain before, but it's a good melting pot of the galaxy.
Right.
And even before Phantom Menace, I'm sure it was functioning is a place for the people who have no better place to be.
Right.
A stopping way between destinations for horrible things.
Horrible things happen.
Horrible things happen on Ring of Khafrain. So why not this horrible thing? Nice, bustling sort of urban environment in its own strange way. So now this is great because sometimes we have to find ways to make our characters to come together, but these are both characters who have agency. They are characters who go on missions.
Yeah.
So, is even Peele after Cad Bane? Has Cad Bane been sent after even Peele?
I think it's a double whammy. Even Peele has been sent out into the galaxy to investigate some kind of weird doings with a mysterious group. Yet to be determined, and they believe that on the Ring of Khafrain, some of their contacts are, some of the clues lead them to there.
Okay, great.
This group has hired Cad Bane to intercept Evan Peele, and keep him off their scent.
Yeah, so here's what I like about this era that you set it in before The Phantom Menace, which I think is a great choice.
Right.
The Jedi at the time, they're taking care of smaller things. Like, you know, the Chancellor Valoran right. can ask them to do things. I think there is a black market for Jogan fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're being smuggled out.
Okay.
And basically, they're being stolen and resold by this group. Right. And right. it is such a time of peace in the galaxy
yeah.
that Valoran's like, even Peel, could you go investigate this Jogan fruit ring?
Right, right.
And the trail, the Jogan fruit trail
yeah.
leads him there. But little does even Peel know that this is actually generating money for the Hutts.
Right.
The Hutts are the ones stealing oh, okay. the Jogan fruit. So it sounds simple and silly, but it's actually the deepest, yeah. darkest. So they
it
get
goes deep, yeah.
the best bounty hunter. They tried to yeah. hire Django, but they hear he's busy somewhere.
He's busy. He's resting. I don't know. He's just trying to make something. His way through the galaxy.
Yeah, he's got some other
yeah,
new job.
Yeah, the Hutts really want to protect, you know, because if they start tracking down Jogan fruit, what else are they going to track
yeah,
down?
Yeah, like slaving, ugh, yeah. all that. Yeah. Ugh, they don't ugh. Say the Hutts. That's an exact impression of Gardula the Hutt. Ugh. All right, so Even yeah. Peel is heading there.
Yeah.
Now, does Cad Bane know that he's looking for Even Peel, or is he just watching for any Jedi? Whatever Jedi is coming there with this scent on the Jogan fruit mystery, he's going to take him out.
Right, 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 right.
I like that.
I do like that. I'm trying to think... Oh, shit, I normally don't cuss at this whiskey. yeah, all right, let's, yeah, keep going.
No, but you have a thought. Something is stuck in your soul.
I'm trying to figure out at what point does Even Peel understand that Cad Bane's there?
Yeah.
Is Even Peel doing some work?
Here's what I think happens. I think Even Peel lands, okay. and I think he knows that basically he knows he has to wander around reaching out with his feelings
mm-hmm.
for something that is not right, a disturbance right. in the force that suggests vile evil, which is hard in the Ring of Kufrin because
yeah.
everybody's suffering.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing something a little nefarious.
Yeah.
And Cad Bane also knows that that's what a Jedi's going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just start asking people, hey, where you guys selling Jogan fruit?
Yeah.
You can't.
So I think he has basically rigged one of the main thoroughfares of the Ring of Kufrin
right.
with Jedi traps.
Oh, wow.
And I think he's watching, as he does with his big Duros eyes.
Yeah.
He's up a little higher.
Okay.
He sees Even Peel.
He's on to him.
He's walking along. Even Peel is chatting with people.
Okay.
But he's being gruff and friendly and humorous. Perfect.
Sure, perfect.
Perfect.
Vintage Even Peel.
Banter, yeah. banter, but all the yeah. while reaching out with his feelings for something that is not right. And I think Even Peel is talking to someone,
mm-hmm.
doesn't get anything.
No.
He senses something isn't right, and he takes a step forward, and he steps into one of Cad Bane's first traps. What is it?
It's one of those holo projector field things that trap Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Oh,
and Revenge
yeah.
of the Sith. I don't know exactly what those are called, right? But that little force sheet.
Yeah, we first see it in Attack yeah. of the Clones, yeah. the little binder thing. Yeah.
Binder. Well, no, I'm talking about the thing in Sith that they walk into.
Yes, the shield.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Just pops
the ray shield.
Ray
yeah.
shield. Yeah, yeah, there you go. So he's trapped in that right now.
Okay, so there's a ray shield that just comes out of the wall. It yeah. gets Even Peel is stuck in the ray shield, right?
Yeah.
So right away, now Even Peel knows. People only really set those up for Jedi,
He's hot on the trail. He's like, I'm in the right spot then. I know
yeah.
something's going on here, but meanwhile, I'm trapped.
Yeah. So I think what Even Peel does, because he is battle hardened, he knows I can't move, but hey, MF-er, I'm a Jedi. I can move other things than my body.
Oh, right.
So I think what he does is I think he lifts his little Jedi arm up.
Yeah.
And I think a bunch of carts and everything go flying up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And he feels bad about destroying people's livelihood.
Innocent carts. Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Who hasn't walked through the center of a mall and wanted to take all those carts and just throw them?
Yeah. So exactly. Yeah. So carts are flying up in the air. There's a snackquarium. It's smashing. It all goes flying up, and it crashes into the ceiling of this corridor where the ray beam is being emanated from and smashes it.
Right.
It smashes. And Even Peel pulls out his lightsaber and ignites it. He's ready to go. And Cad Bane, I think, is a little taken by surprise.
Right, right.
Because this Jedi is up for fighting more than normal. And I think Dad and Cad Bane makes himself seen and heard.
Yeah. I think with his rocket boots, he flies up.
Rocket boots.
And he's kind of over even Peele. Just like, well, hello, Jedi. You've gone too far. That's a bad Cad Bane.
That's a pretty good Cad Bane. Captures the spirit of Cad Bane.
Right.
I'm going to end you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Cad Bane in a while. Maybe I need to have some quality time just listening.
Spend some Cad Bane time.
You know, it'd be great. His voice is great. If he would record a nice relaxing tape, I could fall asleep to it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You're going to die, Jedi. Bounty, and I fall asleep.
Bounty Hunter ASMR.
Exactly. This is what my rocket boots sound like. Anyway, back to our fight. So Cad Bane is floating above even Peele. Cad Bane has fought Jedi before. He is ready to fight Jedi. And he knows he doesn't necessarily need to end them. He just needs to frustrate them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think he's got like a little weapon, almost like a baton, but it's like a force pike kind of baton, so he can take on a lightsaber. I think that's what he pulls it out.
Okay, because he knows that even Peele's next move is going to bounce off the walls, right?
Yeah. And he knows even Peele knows how to fight lightsabers. It's one of his specialities.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that even Peele does indeed take the bait of Cad Bane floating in the air in his rocket boots.
Yes.
And he bounces off the walls. Bing, bang, boom, boo. And he comes slicing at Cad Bane with his lightsaber. But Cad Bane is ready.
Yeah.
He blocks it. And he whacks even Peele right in the ear.
Ooh.
No, those are sensitive. Yes. Look at those things.
Oh, big floppy dobby ears.
They're thin and flappy.
Just hits one of them.
There's nothing in the world that's thin and flappy and isn't sensitive, right?
No.
I know that sounds gross, but that's just biology, friends.
That's how it works.
Thin and flappy is sensitive. Hits him right in his thin, flappy, sensitive ear.
Yeah.
And even Peele screams. What does it sound like? It is not good for Jedi reputation to make that sound.
No.
And really, I mean, even Peele was just launching through the air, so he goes falling.
Falling, tumbling in turmoil. I say, so this is what she means. They were all traveling into Graceland, and he just, slaps down on the ground.
Slaps down on the ground. Now, people point and laugh.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of laughter. A lot of those weird characters you saw in Rogue One are like, it's just not good.
Some Jedi would be fine with this. Obi-Wan doesn't care. Obi-Wan is focused. He knows his real purpose. Right. He would just say, laugh if you must, and he would move on.
Right.
But even Peele is battle-hardened.
Battle-hardened.
He has a lot of pride.
Yeah.
I think it really is important to our narrative, Ken.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get rid of his eye? Does he have two eyes, or does he already have a scar?
Yes. I think we hear Databank like establishing canon before Lucasfilm can.
Yeah.
I'm sure they look. I'm sure Leland Sheila's a big listener to this.
I'm sure. Takes our suggestions.
Yep.
So Kester, I think he has, is Boba Fett?
Yep. I think he is. I mean, that just makes sense.
Yeah. So maybe it exists somewhere in Legends, maybe in canon. But if not, you're going to get some alternate canon.
Yes. Databank ball canon. He's got the two eyes. Yeah.
So even Peele opens both eyes, looks up at Cad Bane.
Yeah.
And is basically in his heart like, oh, no.
No, no.
No, 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 no.
No.
So I think we get to have some fun that we don't normally have because we have a Jedi.
Yeah.
I think he just does a downward gesture, and he binks Cad Bane crashing to the ground.
Yanks him down by the rocket boots, so to speak.
Yes, he reaches up with the Force. The Force grabs the rocket boots and just boom!
Yeah. Absolutely. Cad Bane hits the ground. I think he knocks over some other carts on his way down to the ground.
So many carts are going to die today.
It's like a little Ugnaught scrambling away because his life, he was selling essentially space cell phone holders. Oh, man.
Com burners. Yes. I think he also had a stand of com burners.
Com burners.
For death stick dealers?
Yeah, death stick dealers. And now, when we see this Ring of Khafrin in Rogue One, you know, it's got an Imperial garrison there and all that kind of stuff. This doesn't really, that doesn't exist at this point in time. There's no Republic troops at this point in time.
Yeah.
There's none of that. Might be a local police force, but even that doesn't seem like it's trustworthy. So
No.
Though the citizens are scattering about, these guys are going to have the ability to fight. unencumbered.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that Cad Bane knows, okay, here's what I need to do. I need to put a little bit of distance between myself and this Jedi, because Jedi aren't really long-range fighters.
Right.
So I think that he raises a wrist, and he fires two things, at least. Ooh. I think he fires the bola, which the bola is like the ropey thing with weights on the end, right?
Right, right, yep.
So I think he fires the bola, trying to capture him, and then I think he fires something that he doesn't normally fire because it's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
He fires an absurd wrist thing. What does he fire, Ken?
It's a water gun.
It's a water gun. It's purely...
It's just a water gun. Just it doesn't serve a purpose other than to be fun at parties.
Hydration?
Yes. An occasional hydration.
Yeah, it's for Tatooine and parties.
Yes, and parties. And so the bola goes at it, goes at Even Peel. I think it wraps around one of Even's ears. Not ears? His eye.
Oh, that sensitive ear.
Just like, ah. And he's like, and meanwhile... the water stream hits him in
the face. Oh, and if people thought it was funny before.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, the water hits him in the eye. He is blinking. He is shakes it off. He is a Jedi. He can deal with pain.
Yeah.
But in even the millisecond that he did that, he looks up. Cad Bane. Gone.
Gone.
Where?
Scooted away.
He reaches out with his feelings, and all he feels, it's very sad for him.
Yeah.
A Jedi reaches out with their feelings. They want to feel joy.
Yeah.
And he does. He feels the joy that these hardworking people, these down-on-their-luck people, feel from laughing at him. It's a sad day.
Everybody's laughing at
for two-eyed Even Peel everybody is laughing at him, and the Force is glowing because of it.
Right, right.
So he can't. He's searching within the Force for this malevolent presence.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel it, but he's a brave Jedi, so he goes bounding forward, and I think he is going to end up in another.
Yeah.
I apologize for my whiskey burp right there. He appears in he gets engaged in another Cad Bane trap. What is Cad Bane's next trap?
He triggers a kind of an old school, almost Indiana Jones like trap. So he crosses something over like a laser tripwire, and a bunch of little darts come flinging out of sight.
Oh, darts! Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's not quite a Kamino saber dart. But it's close. It's a little dark. Boom, boom, go flying out.
Okay.
One of them strikes Even Peel in the eye.
Ouch. It is very painful.
Yeah.
It is very painful.
Yeah.
But it just goes right into his pupil.
Yeah.
Directly into the pupil. So it's super painful, but it doesn't cause the scar yet. It's not close.
It's not
close.
Yeah, it's not quite
right in the pupil.
It's like the setup. We've got water in his eye, we've got a dart in his eye.
We've got a dart in his eye. It's coming. Don't worry, it's coming, listeners. Yeah. So it goes into his eye.
Yeah.
And he decides, you know what the most frightening, intimidating thing I can do? Just leave it there. My ears are in so much pain.
Yeah.
The dart hanging out of my pupil is a distraction from that pain.
Yeah.
I can channel this pain, not the dark side, but the pain.
It's almost...
Use it in battle.
Like when the big Uruk-hai in Fellowship of the Rings, and he has a name I forget, when Aragorn stabs him in the center and like
Uruk-hai
like just pulls the sword close. Yeah, he dies seconds later with his beheaded. But Even Peel's just kind of leaving that in there. Like, this ain't nothing.
This ain't nothing. I could have three more of them in there.
Flesh wound.
And I might. Who knows? Yeah, it's just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound.
People stop laughing because this is gross. No. I mean, he blinks and it kind of like wobbles around. Yeah, he looks around and it moves directions. There's some vomit.
That Ugnaught just barfed.
The Ugnaught just barfed. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And now Cad Bane got some distance.
Yeah.
He is crouched down under a big cart that is full of cheap blasters that barely work.
Oh.
They're cheap blasters for sale. But he's crouched down behind there. And now, with distance, he opens fire.
Okay.
And Even Peel's lightsaber ignites again. He senses the blast coming.
Yeah.
And he reflects. This is terrible, though. Because if he's not careful where he reflects them, he hits.
He's definitely not careful. One of them slaps up against that Ugnaught right center of the chest. Now, luckily, he doesn't die
because
it was a reflected bolt, and the Ugnaught had some of his has some of his own merchandise on him, some of the cell phone cases just bounced off. But he's on the ground. Like,
he's on the ground.
I wasn't even supposed to be here today. Like,
right. So even Peele knows that he's trying to deflect them up, but even that is raining sparks and equipment down on people, and he has to just take it. So he takes a blaster shot to the shoulder.
Yeah.
And then he rolls with the blaster shot. He rolls out.
Right.
And now at this point, there is alien blood. There is barf. There's equipment everywhere.
Alien fluids.
There's alien fluids everywhere. Just going to be the catchphrase of Data Bank Brawl. The new catchphrase, Data Bank Brawl. There are alien fluids. At this point, this is like a Western where at first it was entertaining to be on Main Street. Now it's high noon and everybody's just like, nah, I'm done. Yeah. Yeah. So they scamper away. Suddenly, it's empty. And there is just like things. There's not really paper in Star Wars per George Lucas. So there are data pads.
Data pads and tumbleweed blowing through the streets. Yeah.
Even Peele has rolled behind something. Cad Bane has already ducked behind the cart of cheap blasters.
Right.
And they even Peele can, of course, sense this, that the humanity, the specianity disappearing from the streets. And even Peele is happy for this.
Right. Right.
So he steps out.
Yep. Almost like an Old West showdown here.
Yeah. Cad Bane steps out.
Steps out.
Something else blows down. What blows down this time?
What blows down this time down the center is it's a little cape that Ugnaught was wearing. Yeah, it's scorched. Part of it is scorched. And it's just
scorched cape. It's sad. Normally, capes mean power in Star Wars, but not today.
Not today. This Ugnaught is cape. Yeah,
an Ugnaught scorched barfing cape.
Yeah.
Nope. Nothing glorious about
little
this.
A little barf on it. It's not good.
And I think even Peele has had it. And now, I mean, Cad Bane has accidentally opened himself up for being in trouble because the streets are clear. Even Peele can go wild. So I think he pulls his little hand back and he force shoves all of the carts in front of him that come flying at Cad Bane.
Mm-hmm.
This is a true test of rocket boots.
Mm-hmm.
As Cad Bane launches into the air, dodging and weaving, trying to escape all of this just junk and equipment and food.
It's
and
worse than
boiling
Luke and
things.
Empire. Yeah, yeah.
Far worse because it's basically just a tunnel. It's a tunnel of hell, and Cad Bane is stuck in it.
Right.
What does he do? He dodges and weaves, but what else?
Well, he takes the rocket boots, he jumps up, he pulls out his blaster, and he knows that it's kind of futile because that lightsaber can block things, but he just starts peppering even Peele with shots.
Okay. Everywhere, exploding.
Yeah. Things are blowing up. But you know those little creatures that are frying on the Ring of Khafrein? He hits a bowl of the tentacles fly everywhere. Okay. It's just a mess. Even Peele deflects a couple shots. A couple of shots are blasting off someplace, you know, hitting the walls there. But what ends up happening is Even Peele directs one of the bolts back at Cad Bane, and it takes out the right rocket boot.
All right. So he goes crashing into a sidewall.
Yep.
Slides down the wall like a cartoon. Even Peele. Now, this is amazing because we've only ever seen it once before.
Right.
But Even Peele decides it takes an incredible amount of force power to run super fast.
It does.
Like we saw in The Phantom Menace.
It does.
Who knows why Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon decided to use it in that moment.
Right.
I don't believe we have ever seen it again.
No.
But we see it now today in Data Bank Brawl.
Right.
Where he thinks, if I can use a tremendous amount of my concentration in the Force,
right,
I'll be a little winded, but I can just drive the lightsaber into him. Well, you know, he's going to take a limb first.
Okay.
I'm going to take a limb. But I can get right on him. I can cut a leg off or an arm off. And I will get victorious. So he shoots down the hallway to where Cad Bane has collapsed amid all of this junk and alien goo.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings his lightsaber up to take his hand.
Right.
And Cad Bane brings his pike up.
Yeah, his little mini force pike. Yeah.
His little mini force pike. It's even beyond the eye.
It's directly straight in the eye.
In fact, no, actually, he hits with the electro part of it.
Mm-hmm.
He hits the dart that's still in his eye. And the electricity travels through the dart,
sending the bolt of electricity into the eye?
Into the eye, into his brain.
Oh.
Directly into Even Peele's brain.
Oh, my.
He electroshocks the brain of the Jedi.
No. Oh, my.
It is extremely painful.
There's a pop. Do we hear a loud pop?
Oh, we hear a pop. Ooh. Yeah, for sure. The eye.
Good thing that Ugnaught already barfed.
Exactly. The eye explodes.
Yeah.
It splatters on Cad Bane's hat.
Yeah.
Cad Bane's going to need a new hat.
Oh, he's got Even Peele eye junk on his hat. Uh-huh. Oh, this is disgusting.
It's really horrible.
Even Cad Bane goes, ugh.
Oh, that's a little gross,
that's
Jedi.
That's gotta hurt, Jedi.
That's gotta hurt. It's all the greatest hits of the Phantom Menace in this episode of Data Bank Brawl.
All right. I have some ideas about what happened might happen next.
Yes.
And about the way orders go in words. Word orders go.
Right.
But, Ken, does this feel like a good time to pause and decide who we think should win?
We've lost an eye. It's a good time.
We've lost an eye. Yeah. When you lose an eye, it's a good time to pause and decide what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
So, as always, we discuss who we want to win from our little feelings, who we think deserves to win, and then we'll see what happens in the actual story.
Right. I think Cad Bane has to win.
Okay.
This is Even Peele's respected Jedi, but this is the first time the Jedi will learn the lesson that the galaxy's not always going to be easy for them.
Yeah. They have some pomposity.
Yeah. This was just a weekend gig almost. Go find out the Jogan fruit. I don't know what's going on.
Chancellor Valorum's really on about the Jogan fruit. I'll take care of it. I'm Even Peele.
Right.
I'm gruff and battle hard.
Yeah. Now, whether or not Peele dies here and we rewrite canon, I don't know. But, and maybe it serves the purpose better for him to go back to the council. Be like,
I think so.
We're not as good as we maybe think we are.
Yeah, and I think it tells a story of when somebody comes to Cad Bane, when Zero the Hutt, I believe, comes to Cad Bane and says, hey, can you give me a holocron? He's like, yeah.
Right.
I kicked a Jedi's ass on the Ring of Khafrin.
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem. That's easy.
I did like 8 things to his eye.
A lot.
If they got eyes, I can take care of them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, let's get back to the story. Now, that is incredibly painful, but Even Peele is a Jedi. He is weakened by his Force run, so he he can't concentrate enough to reach out really with the Force, so he can't really use any Force abilities.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a master with the lightsaber,
right.
And he is in close quarters. So I think he takes a hack.
Mm-hmm.
Using his good eye and his intuition, I think he takes a hack, and I think he cuts the breathing apparatus.
We were going to the same spot.
Okay, great. So I think he hacks that breathing apparatus.
Right.
What happens next?
A lot of, like, not fluid, but like just a lot of smoke, like oxygen's coming out or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever's in there that we don't quite know yet.
Yeah, do you think it's stimulants? Is that what gives Cad Bane his edge?
Sure, yeah, but it's in like a hard, you know, like a steam. Not a hot steam, but just a powerful burst of steam.
Okay, and where does Cad Bane manipulate it? Does he use it to his advantage?
Yes, he he turns his head and like, you fool, and he kind of moves it and he sends the puff of steam right into Even Peele's eye.
His eye hole.
The damaged eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So this
is... you so wonderfully called it eye hole.
Yeah. His eye hole. Right into his eye hole. Okay. Yeah. This is so painful, so weird, so gross.
Yeah.
Even Peele... now, at this point, it's just Even Peele's actual eye. We have not accounted for the scar across it yet.
True.
So at this point, Even Peele's like, oh, even if you don't have an eye...
Yeah.
Good to close it so other stuff can't get in there. Because basically he blinks and he burps smoke out of his eye hole.
Oh.
That is the grossest thing in many years of comedy that I have ever said.
Disturbing.
Super disturbing.
But it
had to happen. He closes his eye. He barfs out the smoke. He closes his eye. He stumbles backward. And, you know, lightsabers are still nothing to be tussled with. He does sort of desperate, wild slashing. And he actually does... cuts the blaster in half.
Right. That Cad Bane is pulling out. So right. Cad Bane is like, I'm lucky. I'm doing good here.
Lost part of his hat, too.
Lost part of his hat. I'm doing good, but this is still a Jedi. Now it's a mad, half-blind Jedi with a lightsaber that I'm trapped in close quarters with.
Yeah.
So I think Cad Bane knows that he is not necessarily going to capture this Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily going to kill this Jedi, but he's going to end this investigation.
Right.
So, I think that Cad Bane, with his one good
boot rocket,
he ignites it.
Yeah.
He's got a second bolo.
Okay. Bola.
He ties Peel up.
Okay.
And he rockets off. He goes flying to a different part of the Ring of Kafrine.
Right.
And he basically just takes Peel to where the Jogon fruit is.
Right.
It's not all the Jogon fruit. It's the decoy Jogon fruit room.
Oh, boy.
So Cad Bane, being cold and calculating, realizes, I've shamed this Jedi.
Right.
I might not be able to kill him, but I can give this pompous little bastard the illusion
of success
that he's solved the problem. This is our decoy Jogon fruit room with just a little bit of decoy Jogon fruit in it.
Right.
Not the actual mother load that's fueling the Hutt Empire.
Right.
So he drops him in there. But I don't think our combat is quite done because we still have not accounted for that actual scar.
For the scar.
So I think even Peel opens up his good eye and he sees the Jogon fruit.
Jogon fruit.
Cad Bane is still there.
Yeah.
What happens next, Ken?
Well, Cad Bane wants to get out. He's done his. He's dropped Even Peel off. He's put him in here in this fake room. Now Cad Bane just needs to go. His blaster's gone. His hat's damaged. He's breathing. He's struggling. He's lost a rocket boot.
He's lost one of everything.
Of everything. And he doesn't want to lose two. So Even Peel kind of stands, sees what's going around. And Jedi don't do this often, but he goes, essentially it's a force choke type. It's a force hold.
A
force hold. Almost similar to what we see Kylo Ren do later on.
Oh, to Rey, yeah.
So it might be a little bit of a dark force, dark side power, but Even Peel's like, knows this man's going to leave. And so Cad Bane, now feeling a little desperate, ignites his leftover left rocket boot. And it and goes right into Even Peel's face.
So he basically puts his boot on Peel's face.
Yeah.
And he launches off of Peel's eye.
Peel loses control of the hold.
Yeah.
Falls back into a vat of Jogon fruit. And Bane takes off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lives to fight another day.
Right.
The beautiful Cad Bane. Does he say anything as he goes away?
He just, as he flies away, just says, very sarcastically, great job on your investigation. taunting the Jedi.
Yeah, I think he adds Jedi at the end. Right. He's like, great job on your investigation, Jedi. Because nobody ever says Jedi nice.
No.
It's always taunting Jedi.
Not at all.
What's your opinion?
Master Jedi.
It's always sarcasm.
Right.
Jeez, poor Absolutely. Jedi. And I think Even Peel, scarred, angered, but Jedi are about their missions.
Right.
He believes that he has completed his mission.
Right.
He reaches up. He feels his eye. He understands now that it is not only scarred, it is welded together.
Oof.
He thinks, now people will truly believe me. I'm always saying, hello, I'm Even Peel. I'm battle-hardened.
Right.
And no one ever respects that.
No one believes it. You've got floppy ears.
You got floppy ears. You're diminutive.
Right.
How can you be battle-hardened? And he's got this strange feeling he's never felt before. I don't know if it's called glam or shory, but it's a mixer of glory and shame.
Yeah.
He feels like, I now have this scar. Now I look on the outside like I feel on the inside.
Right.
He picks up a piece of Jogon fruit.
Right.
He just takes a nice, juicy bite. And he nods his head.
Right.
Full of glory and shame.
Yeah. And flash forward later on, the Jedi Council chambers. Even Peel, did you complete your investigation? And he didn't really, he doesn't quite know, but he's like, I did Kind of. I learned there's some activity there.
I rescued the Jogon food.
Rescued your Jogon food. They're very concerned about his eye. They're going to put him in some Bacta.
Yeah, but he's not going to help.
But would you all like some Jogon fruit? And Ki-Adi-Mundi and Qui-Gon Jinn and Mace Windu are like, oh, yeah, actually, I would definitely like some Jogon fruit.
Yeah.
And the scene ends with the Jedi Masters in their temple just crunching down on some Jogon fruit. It was not all business with the Jedi. Sometimes they had some good fellowship.
This was the good times when we used to eat Jogon fruit.
Yes, as they're eating, though, Mace leans over to Yoda. And Yoda's like two hands on the Jogon fruit.
Jogon fruit.
Mace Windu says, I find it concerning that a Jedi suffered damage to an unknown assailant. There are forces at play here. Perhaps we should be aware of a Phantom Menace one day.
Nice.
Mace is always right.
Yes. And as he says, the Phantom Menace, he takes a big bite and it squirts out on his robes. And then he says, whoops.
Whoops.
And credits roll. On another glorious and shameful databank brawl adventure. I think we did a pretty good job. That was like some cool actual action, some really good fighting between two capable fighters, but still the shame sneaks in because that's our way.
A lot of shame.
A great celebration of some pretty cool characters. Thank you guys for being so engaged as listeners in Data Bank Brawl and letting us know characters that you want to hear. We've got more episodes coming up. There are a couple characters that you guys have been requesting for a little while that I wanted to do a little bit of research on, that I wanted to spend a little bit of time on. So hopefully we'll have some more characters that you request coming up. As always, we do want to hear who you want to see fight and Data Bank Brawl. So you can use the hashtag on Twitter or Facebook, hashtag Data Bank Brawl. You can suggest matchups if you want, but you can also just let us know a character you really want to see. And I should remember, it is important to remember every once in a while, we do a special episode that goes outside of Data Bank. But part of the point of this show is kind of figuring out what's really there in current canon. A lot of stuff that's not on the official Data Bank yet. So when you're suggesting characters, do a quick check and see if they're in the Data Bank, because you suggest a lot of great weirdos who are not canon, and they will have their day. They will have their day eventually. But this is Data Bank Brawl. Ken, where can people find you and follow all of your great adventures?
You can find me at Ken Napsuck and on the Anchor app on the show. It's a station called Daily Thrones. I talk about Game of Thrones, as it says, daily.
It all makes perfect sense. Unlike my Anchor channel, which doesn't quite track, but I like it anyway. My Anchor channel is called Headcanon, and it is kind of what's in our headcanon, because I ask weird questions about pop culture, share some opinions. I reach out to you guys on Anchor. There's a cool function where you can call in, so I ask other people what they think. So do check out Anchor. It's very cool. It's very different. Also, Force Center is on Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/Force Center. We are building to a new goal of having new theme music for all of our different shows here on the Force Center podcast feed. So if you like us, check us out on Patreon. You get access to a unique monthly patron-only bonus episode. You can also find me on all the social medias at Joseph Scrimshaw. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter as at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, well, no one was really listening to him. I care. That's it for Data Bank Brawl.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.